Goedendag en hartelijk welkom bij een nieuwe aflevering van After Park Lounge. Mijn naam is Jafet en ik zit hier natuurlijk niet alleen. Ik zit hier met mijn fijne collega Marvin.
Ja, daar zijn we weer. Nou. Is dat lang geleden?
Ja, een week hè?
Al een week, jongen.
We zitten deze keer weer in Studio 78.
Ja, bijna ons huis hè?
Ja, nou, tweede keer, dus dat valt mee. We hebben hier al vorige keer best wel veel over verteld. Dat gaan we nu niet weer allemaal doen hè?
Precies.
Maar ik zou zeggen, we hebben een interview.
Ja, het is een onderwerp waar jij wat minder mee hebt voorlopig. Ja,
precies, dat gaat over traumatica. En gezien zij geen Nederlands spreekt, gaan we even omschakelen naar Engels. So here we are, inside the studio, together with Ines. Welcome,
Ines.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So we will have a dark episode now about everything about
turn off the lights, Marvin. Yeah. Turn off the lights.
Halloween season is about to start, so yes. We are ready.
So you're working at Traumatica. What's your job there?
So I'm project manager. So we're a project team, and I'm the head of the project of Traumatica.
Regarding the project team, how big is the project team?
Oh, there is actually kind of a lot of people. So we are three main project managers. One of them is me, and we do have two others which are in the main project team, but we do always have so many people around us. So there is people for operatives, there is people for, like I said already, makeup, for costumes. So we are definitely in the main team, more than 20 people, I would say, but they are not working the whole year long. So only the three main people are working the complete year on Traumatica, and everybody else is then coming in for the season for sure. Costume department, for example, they are starting earlier. Creative department, which is based with Bill in the United States and even in the UK, so all around the world actually, they are also starting earlier for sure. But here, mainly on site, we are only three people working on that.
And how do you divide then the project? Because you said already you have three project managers and one for the scare attractions. Or how do you divide this?
So all in all, everybody is doing everything. So I'm kind of in the main lead, but for sure we also do have some several parts. All in all, to say everything in the background is doing this person, everything there is doing this person. So there is ways to divide it, but for sure you need to have an oversight about everything all the time, because if not, something like that and constantly communication, it's not working.
Yeah, and also you need to oversee, so you need also to have good connections there. So that's
absolutely.
So how long do you work for Traumatica?
So actually, that's a long period. Since 2016, I'm in the operative team, so on the operative side of the event. But even before, I was an actor by myself. So longer than 10 years now.
So and what kind of acts did you do? Like zombies or?
It was kind of different. There was one year I was the photo zombie, so you could take pictures with me on the street. But we also had the takeaway maze, and I was one of the burned victims on the grill plate.
Oh,
yeah.
Sound interesting to me to play. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, Marvin goes a lot to Traumatica. He loves Traumatica. I've never been there. So can you explain me what Traumatica is in that case?
Absolutely. So basically, we're a horror event. And we do have several scare attractions. In earlier days, we used the expression mazes, but we changed that to scare attractions because maze is actually not the perfect expression for that. And you will get entertained and shocked and hopefully afraid. Yes. Ooh, so there is a lot going on. We have circus shows. We have a lot of actors. There is a lot of entertainment. Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm a little bit scared, but
so you have multiple horror events in Germany. What makes Traumatica so unique?
So first of all, I guess it's kind of the location, because for sure we're next to Europa Park. So the location is kind of special, and also the storyline. We also every year have a different storyline, and it's all the time extended. It changes completely. It stays sometimes the same, and it's just extended every year. So that's something that makes us unique, because there is a lot of details, and you can also see the details in makeup, costumes, and also one of our focuses we have on this event. So,
well,
yeah.
I was thinking, like, okay, normally you have, for example, ghouls, but will this make you change then also over years? Because I think there will be a base form, and do you extend on that then?
We extend all the time in everything.
Wow.
Nice.
There are also lots of horror events over in the world. Is there some which, let's say, give you also inspiration for Traumatica?
God, there's so much inspiration everywhere. So actually, and nearly nobody knows that, but the scare industry and the fright industry is quite big. So in Germany, it gets bigger every year. But all in all, if you go international, there is so many events and so many colleagues we have in that industry and everything, or all in all and everything in all, we do have inspiration from everybody around us. Yeah.
What made you, let's say, go to this branch? So was there like something in the past that you say, hey, I've been to an horror maze. Oh, I would like to be in this industry.
So for me personally, it was more that I saw Horror Nights in earlier days. And then I was just like, okay, I'm going to check that out. And I saw the actors and how much fun they have and what they can do to the people. And then I was just like, yes, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to pursue this this part.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
But because the Traumatica event is always about the small area of weeks where you have actually the everything build up. So what is the rest of the year looking like for Traumatica in that case?
So all in all, we are starting actually right now planning for the next years.
Oh, already? Oh.
Yes, that's all the time. So after Traumatica is before Traumatica, and before Traumatica is after Traumatica. So there is Traumatica every year. So for sure, there is periods where there is not that much work for this event. But for example, our creative team, they are working constantly on new ideas, new concepts, things like that. And for sure, also during the year, after Traumatica, when the event is done, for example, we are starting to plan the castings, things like that. So there's constantly work.
But also for I think for music that needs also to be written, let's say, is that also then planned in at a certain period of time?
Yes, exactly. So we do have people we work with to have our own soundtrack, for example. And we are all the time starting in the mid of the year to get in contact with these people. And then we're just saying, okay, look, that in this is the concept for this year and we need something like that. And then they are starting to produce.
Oh, and it's always nice to see then the final end product, I guess, in that case.
Absolutely. It's kind of like Christmas when you wrap up the packages and it's all the time like, yes.
So what's the most complex task of your job in the year?
I would say bringing everybody together because it's a huge event and there is a lot of departments we have involved, and to bring everybody together that everybody got the same level of information, that's a hard part of the job because it's really so many people working with us. And also, if I go more on the creative kind of side, is if we get our creative concept from our creative director, Bill McCoy, it's the hard part for me to convert a kind of American system to the German regulations.
Okay. What is then the most hardest part in that case? Can you give an example?
So not really a detailed example, but it's like he comes up with a concept and he was just like, okay, I would love to do this and that. And I read that and then I was just like, okay, we can find solutions, but actually something like that is not kind of legal in Germany. And you're just like, oh no, we need to find a solution.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, we will find one, but that's will take some time.
It will take some time. So these plans are, let's say, moving from one desk to another desk, and then it gets to a final implementation in that
exactly.
case.
Exactly.
Is this also the way how you're changing the story every year of the event?
So that's really a flexible, I would say, process. Because for sure, we do have a plan for several years in advance, but we kind of also change that due to, for example, trends or things, recent topics, like with the COVID, we needed to change a lot, for example. So for sure, we do have a plan in the story, and but that can change actually every day from day to day.
Yeah. Because when it started in 2017, it was kind of outlook for 8 years. Is that still the same or is that still now year by year based? Because
I would not say that we have a fixed period, but for sure we're planning forward. So yes, so several years forward. And then if it's needed because of something like COVID or something that, like that, we need to change.
Yeah. Tomatica is also then story driven, as you, let's say, say. But does the guest also need to know the story?
Yes, absolutely. That's actually also kind of a hard part because you need to bring the story to the people. Every guest has the chance, or every visitor, to read the story on our homepage. We changed that a little bit because we actually removed it from year to year. But now we try to extend it and build up like an archive that the people can check what we had and how the story developed. And for sure, with the event, we try to bring the story to the people. And the main job is with our actors. They have to do that. They have to transport the mission.
And if you look back at the whole story from the start, do you want to change something? Or is everything perfect in that case, story-wise?
I think story-wise... That's a good question, actually. So all in all, I think nothing is ever completely perfect, because that doesn't exist. But for me, I really do like that some people think nothing is fitting together, but we find a way in the story that it makes sense. And that's why I think I would not change something, even if I have favorites or non-favorites, but I would not change something, I guess.
No?
No.
Ooh.
You briefly touched upon it. For COVID, there were some changes made. Can you explain a bit what happened there?
Yes, so for sure we needed to change the makeups when the period after COVID was, and we were not sure if we could do the event or not. We needed to adapt the costumes, so all the actors needed to wear masks, and that was a huge challenge, because for sure one of our top things is the makeup, and now you have to put a mask in the people's face, and just painting makeup on a mask is not always possible. So that was a challenge, but we are happy that this time is for the moment over and we don't have to do it. But also on the event floor, we needed to extend the places that the people are not that close to each other. We had a lot of security people which were just checking that everybody is kind of behaving and taking care of the other guests. Mm-hmm. So that were, that were topics we needed really to take care of.
And also, let's say, in base of scares, because we had this 1.5 meter distance, of course. Yes. I think you need and also have a different strategy on doing scares and so on.
Absolutely. We had a lot of positions which were behind some deco elements, for example, that the people just don't have even the chance to come that close to each other. And also a lot with, for example, plexiglass, that just the actors, it's a really impactful scare. But nevertheless, the actors do have something in between the guests.
Yeah. Mm. It was also moved to Rulantica. Why was that?
Yes. So we opened Ulby there, and then we had a Traumatica content with Ulby, and that was kind of a chance for us to have a much, much, much smaller event. And it was called the Life Extension of the Ulby Traumatica. And it was a small Traumatica year, but nevertheless, we had something and we were really happy about that.
When Traumatica started, the Horror Nights was as kind of a brand added to it in previous year. That's now been skipped. Can we conclude that Traumatica now is an established brand?
Absolutely, yes. So in the beginning, when we added Horror Nights to it, it was just to make it easier for the guests, because to change a name completely, it would have been hard for the guests. Okay, what is that now? And they wouldn't have thought about the conclusion, okay, Traumatica is now Horror Nights. So we needed to add that in the beginning. But in the meantime, everybody knows who or what Traumatica is. And it's an established brand. And we did a lot for that. So we're really, really happy that it worked.
Yeah.
I think last year you've added the Festival of Fear, if I'm correct.
Yes.
What is the reason to add such a basic setting in that case? Because we all know scaring clowns, circus. Is there a reason for that? Or
Yes, it was to bring something new and something old in the same time. Because Festival of Fear, that's something classy like the clowns, but everybody loves them. And we do too. And we miss them because we had them also in 2016 to 2017 when we had still the Big Shoe Casino. things like that. So we just thought, okay, we will do something, we will bring them back, but also the Expression Festival gives you a lot of opportunities to do other stuff, and that's what we used.
Mm-hmm. I saw also in the Wax Museum that there was quite also a lot of reference to past mazes, let's say.
Yes.
Did you have a lot of fun creating that?
Absolutely. It was fun for everybody, for the whole team. When Bill came up with that idea, we were just like, oh, that's awesome, because we can bring back so many old characters. And also when our cast heard that news, everybody was super excited because it was really kind of nostalgic and we saw the old stories and it was awesome to do that.
But you already had five factions, so you were not like sad that you had to choose which one had to fade out a little bit, or?
It's a hard choice, but for luck, most of the time Bill takes that choice, and we did have our reasons why some of them faded. But there is, I would say, always the chance to bring someone back.
Mm-hmm. You never know, eh?
Yeah.
Well, we see it now also happening with the this year's Traumatica, that the Resistance is coming back with, I think, their own scare attraction, or I don't know if it's a maze.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a scare attraction. We call it scare attraction. It will be a little bit more like that the guests will be involved. So they need to help the Resistance to fight against the Rotters. So, yes.
It's more than a panic button, or not?
It's more than a panic button, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, in the past, Myra Moon was introduced. Is there also, she lurks now a bit, I think, in the shadow, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But will we see her again?
I will say that much. You have the chance to see her, but you need to search for it.
Oh,
she is there somewhere.
This year, I guess, yes. And I think we have to look very carefully. How many characters are involved this year in Traumatica?
So we do have more than 120 characters. We do have a lot. We all the time try to extend because our event also gets bigger and bigger for sure. And yeah, it's a lot of people, but for sure, not only the scare actors, we do have a huge team. So we are more than 200 people all in all for the complete event.
Okay, so that means that also people at the backstage in that case.
Absolutely.
So makeup artists, and I don't know what kind of functions are there more.
But. Exactly, yes. There is people who is working in food and beverage. There is for sure the security team, the circus people, the artists. So there's a lot of people involved.
On an evening, you have 120 scare actors also on the event floor. But I think the pool itself is much bigger, I guess, huh?
Absolutely.
How many people do we talk about?
Who? I can't even tell you. There is really a lot. We have a lot of actors out of previous years. And for sure, some of them can't come back because of personal reasons, for example. It's changing constantly. We're getting also every year new people from the castings. And like that, it gets bigger and bigger. And we had people, they were out of character for example, for 3 years, but they were coming back again. And now the next ones are in a break, for example. And so the pool is quite big and we do have a lot of choice, but for sure, not all the time people we can take because, like I said, out of personal reasons or something like that.
Yeah, that's also what you have to take into account.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Our listeners are Dutch or Belgium, and if one of them wants to join the crew, how does that work? Where do they apply?
So you can apply for the castings. We all the time communicate that with social media and on our homepage, and you can just fill out a form, or you can just join us at the castings. And it is possible for Dutch or Belgian people to work for us, but for sure we need to check in every case because there's also the regulations from country to country, but it's not impossible.
I saw that there's now two types of applications. So you have, let's say, kind of a fixed crew, but also if you would like to join once or twice, what's the reason for that?
Yes, exactly. So we give the people the chance to check out how we're working. And if they want to apply for the next year for the casting, that they want to join us in the crew.
So that's just done kind of a trial or let's say...
Exactly.
Nice.
But then you're just going to be on site and see everything, or how does that work?
You're kind of, or you have kind of a real actor position. So you're coming at a given time and we collect you, and then you're getting makeup, you're getting told your position, you're getting a costume. So depending on what position you got, you get different kind of makeup, and then you will be introduced to your team leader, and then they explain you the job and what to do. And then you spend a complete night with us.
Aha.
Oh.
I see possibilities. But then you will get also, I think a scare training or so, or how to scare people.
Yes, like absolutely. For sure, there is not that much time on one day, but you will see the basics. You will get teach the basics by our actor trainers and by your team lead. So you're perfectly prepared for the night.
I love that.
Sounds like something for you, Marvin.
Yes, definitely. This year's Traumatica is expanding from 5 to 7 scare attractions. Was there a need to expand for this year?
So I think for me in the industry of entertainment, all in all, there is all the time a need to expand because you want to offer something new to the people. And for sure, that doesn't really mean necessarily to get more and more, but to change things. So we didn't have really the need to get more attractions, but we wanted to have it to offer the people something new.
Because I think at a normal evening, 5,000 people will, let's say, enjoy Traumatica, if I'm correct.
It's a lot of people, yeah. Yes. There is a lot of people on our event floor. And like that, it's also a little bit easier for the guests to join different places. We also extended the event floor this year, so we're going to be in the Greek area again. And we are going to have the rides also. So you can ride the Pegasus roller coaster, for example.
Ah, okay.
And things like that. So all in all, the crowd is spread more on the event floor. So it's not that cuddly in between the people.
And the horror version of Abatoy Atlantis, is it also back or not?
No, it's not back.
So you can do the ride normally?
No, we won't have it this year.
Ah, you won't have it.
Yes. But
just the Pegasus and the Matterhorn Blitz.
And? Of course, Vloeg der Cassandra in virtual reality.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. How does that work?
So I won't tell you that much because you have to try it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my favorite this year. I really love it. It became a really, really cool project for us and for the team who developed it. So I will say that much. If you're not able to go in this ride because you're getting sick because of the turning thing around you, this will be easier.
Oh.
But there is a lot of surprises.
Okay. I will do. This is my first time doing a haunted madhouse, let's say, in virtual reality form. I will definitely try it.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's a big madhouse fan.
Or, yeah, yeah.
Well, before you were more, but. Yeah.
Indeed. So for me, it's a first experience, so I will try it definitely. Can you tell us a bit more about the scare attractions for this year?
Yes, so basically we will have back the 5 attractions we had the last year, but everything is changed a little bit, so it's not the same. And we have the 2 new attractions, and one of them is Last Stand, so we're bringing back the Resistance, like we already said before. And the guest is more involved in that. And we're having a new attraction also as well. We already released the logo of it. It's The Unknown, but it's really unknown what will happen in there.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And will that be outside or inside?
Inside.
Inside. So we still... okay, interesting.
So, and in which order should we do the houses? If I go there for the first time, in which order should I do the houses?
Whew, that's a hard question because actually... So if you ask me personally, I can tell you an order. But if you want something like, okay, you should start with the less scary one mm-hmm. and go up to the worst one, you actually can't tell that because fear and something like that is a really personal thing because one person is really afraid of darkness. The other person is more afraid when they can see everything because it's happening a lot of story in the head. So you can ask me for a personal answer. But not for a general one.
Then I'm curious.
So honestly, I would start with the Wax Museum mm-hmm. and I would end with the Petting Zoo.
The Petting Zoo.
Yes.
Okay, it's interesting.
Doesn't mean that one of them is the worst or the best, but that's my 2 favorite houses. So you got a really strong beginning and a strong end.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
When I was first visiting, I think it was in daylight still, Traumatica, we had also, let's say, a tour of from Bill.
Yes.
And he explained to me that characters have still four ways to scare people, at least. Is that still the case?
They have much more ways to scare people. Yeah, there's really a lot of ways to scare people. So it's also in the behavior of the character, depending on the character. And for sure, you got different opportunities. If you're in one of the scare attractions, so you're inside and you only got a kind of a room where you're acting, or you're on the streets, for example. So for sure, they have a lot of more space and they are able to run, so they can work with speed and stuff like that. But there is definitely more than four ways.
Okay. So that means that also that you, every time you do such a scare attraction, you will have a different way of, let's say, experience this scare attraction.
Yes, definitely. It's all the time different.
Okay. Interesting. And still the actors also, because I think it is also in the spirit of Traumatica, that actors also can interplay with each other, if I'm correct. Eh?
Yes, absolutely. So that was for sure when we had Traumatica the first time, we had the different factions and the different factions reacted to each other. And we really spread the message. So if, for example, a pack comes to a shadow or the other way around, something special is happening. But only because we don't have this storyline anymore doesn't mean that the characters can't interact with each other. So for sure, if someone out of the petting zoo is seeing someone out of the Grimm's Funhouse, for example, they are maybe not that happy when they see each other.
Okay, and still applies also for the merch. So if I'm having a pack jacket, then everyone will attack me or not?
I think that got a little bit less now because the actors, they are really focusing on the person itself and not on the clothes anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was really kind of a Traumatica thing in the first years when we had the factions, because we were really up to, okay, wear that shirt and this and that is going to happen, or something is going to happen to you. And now it's sometimes still like that, but it's not necessarily needed that it will happen.
Okay. So that can be random in that case.
Yes. Yeah.
So this year we have the witching hour. It's new. Mm-hmm. What is it exactly? Can you tell something about that? Does it relate to the Not Alone experience, or is it a totally different thing?
The Not Alone experience was that you were only given a small light and you had to do some of the scare attractions all by your own. All in all, the ticket is kind of like the Not Alone ticket we had. So all the things which are included is going to stay the same. You will have your reserved places in the circus. You got the Shockstar Pass Unlimited. You got free drinks and free food and stuff like that. So that stays all the same. But the experience itself will be completely different and completely new.
Besides that, you have also another attraction, which is Eden Manor. Mm-hmm. Balthasar's Secrets. Can you explain a bit more or tease us a bit more on that one?
So this one is also a new attraction or a new ticket we invented this year. And it's a really, really exciting project. And I would say be careful. It's not a scare attraction, but it's a kind of mystery attraction. But okay. It's going to happen really a lot. And I'm also very excited about that because I guess you will have a really, really good night if you're doing that.
Okay. I understood also from the website that there is a kind of lounge. Will that in the end replace Vampire Club? Because it's also a kind of lounge environment.
Yes. So we're not planning to replace the Vampire's Club because the Vampire's Club itself is really a clubbing format we have. So everybody who wants to dance till the end of the night is able to do that. And we're going to keep it for the moment, for sure.
Because also the Vampire Club is, I think, open to 3-4 o'clock in the night?
To 3 o'clock in the night, yes.
And same applies also for Eden Manor, or is that shorter?
It's a little bit shorter, but it for sure depends, because then you have the possibility after Eden Manor to go back to the Vampire's Club, for example, and you can finish your night there with a final drink, and then you can go home in peace.
Oh! Or in pieces.
Depends.
Depends.
Yeah.
So I read also in the website that you have to send the witching hour and also Eden Manor, but yes. They stated exactly, well, don't do them both because you cannot experience in full.
Yes.
Which one do you prefer?
Oh, you can't compare. it's something completely different. So I won't tell you because I really can't tell you.
Understood. Yeah,
it's really not possible to tell you because you really can't compare. It's one is a scare attraction or a scare experience. The other one is more, like I said, in a mystery way. And it's two completely different things. We definitely do recommend not do it on the same night because it's just not possible, like you already said, to experience it in full. And that would be so sad about both the experiences. But yes, I would recommend, to be honest, to do both because you should not miss something.
But it depends in how scared you are. So if you are less frightened, then do the witching hour. And yes. If you're not less, if you are more frightened, then do the Eden Manor.
Yeah, but also here, like I said before, with our scare attractions, for example, it's really personal based. So just because we do not or do say it's not horror doesn't mean that mystery is less scary.
Very good.
That's really personal based. So everybody needs to decide by its own or by her or his own, I guess. Yeah, it's. And to be honest, I'm not a measure anymore in our event because for sure I know all the actors, I know everybody there, I know the concepts, and it's hard to get me shocked here on our event floor. They still do it. They are still able to shock me.
Yeah.
But fun fact is that I'm really, really, really scared on other events.
Yeah, seriously?
I see one more guy on the other side of the table.
Oh, nice. There will also be a series on Feejoy, How to Become a Monster in 90 Days. Can you tell a bit more about that series?
Yes, so it's all in all, it's about that Bill McCoy, so our creative director and our head of makeup, he's searching for the perfect monster. And all in all, you can see a big part of the Traumatica team, how we're working, what we're working on. And the mission there is to really find the perfect monster. But sometimes not everything is going well.
Yeah, but that's also the interesting part of a project, I would presume.
Absolutely, and it's real life based. It's showing us. It's showing our strategy to work. So yeah, that's going to be interesting. So if you like Traumatica, I really recommend to watch.
Interesting. About Bill, because he is American, is he in most part of the year, let's say, in America and then comes just for Traumatica over here?
Absolutely. So we do have several meetings during the year and he's joining us in Germany. But most of the year he's in the United States, so back home. And today, for sure, with social media, with all the electronic devices we have, it's not a problem anymore. So communication is constantly here. For sure, you need to take care a little bit of the time shift that you're not catching him while sleeping or the other way around. Yes, and then he's coming back for Traumatica and staying the complete duration of the event.
Yeah.
So what would be your best tips for somebody like myself that are new in Traumatica, going for the first time?
Go open-minded. Very important. So don't go to an event like that. So that's actually for all the events, not only for Traumatica, with a special picture in mind or with something like, yeah, they nevertheless not going to scare me. That is the wrong attitude to go in on an event like that, because even if you're maybe not scared or not easy to scare, you will be entertained. And if you're going open-minded to a thing like that, you will have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Do you play also one of the monsters still in today's Traumatica or not? Sometimes.
No, I'm completely on the operative side. So I'm going to manage the event during we're open for the guests. So unfortunately, I don't have time anymore to be one of the monsters. But honestly, I don't need makeup to be a monster.
Okay. Help. which one of the factions is do you like most?
So all in all of Traumatica, not even only this year or the last year, I prefer the pack because I'm a metal rocker girl. So that's perfectly fitting. The attitude, I always liked werewolf. So that's my favorite thing.
They were also very beautiful besides the ghouls with the makeup I saw in the past. So.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I have one more question. I'm really curious about the backstory of the Wakala character. Can you tell me something about that, or you're not allowed to tell me?
Yes, I'm allowed to tell you for sure. So Wakala is Grimm's imaginary friend. So actually, when you're on the event floor, you can see him, Grimm can see him, but nobody else can. So all the other characters can't see Wakala. And because you're probably one of his victims, you're going to see him, and all the human creatures can see him.
So he's coming straight for you.
Yes.
Pretty much.
And he's everywhere and nowhere, I can tell you that.
So he's going all over the place.
Yes.
He's not bound to a certain area. He's going everywhere.
Yes.
And there's only one.
Yes, there is only one. Ooh. And he is everywhere and nowhere, like I said. So he's able to be everywhere on the complete place. And it was actually, in the beginning, he was a good creature, but he ate Grimm's heart, and Grimm and Wakala, because of that, became really, really dark people or creatures. And now he decided, okay, everybody who is a bad person, I'm going to eat him. I'm going to eat him alive, because bad person, we don't want to have that. So most of the time, he's eating everybody.
Oh, then he's not going to eat me the first time. Totally fine.
Totally. Also, for example, for Drago Shadowborn, the leader of the shadows.
Yes,
we do see him also in the movies, but still not in the haunted of in the maze or in scare attractions.
Yes,
will we see him eventually?
Maybe he's coming back. Maybe not. So he's the boss of the wax museum, kind of, because he's the he opened the wax museum to get the people in there. But this year, I'm going to disappoint you. He won't be here.
Okay, so we have to wait for another year at least.
Yes.
Oh, great. I saw also that for previous year in Traumatica, you connected two houses from the shadows and also the ghouls. Is that also this year that it is a connection, or are they two separate houses again?
I would say you need to come and check it out.
Oh, okay. Oh. Because I find the ghouls, maze or scare attraction, very nice, nicely built also in the...
Absolutely. It was very intimidating when you went into these caves.
Yeah. But also, when we started with the ghouls there, it was always from front to back. But now, previously, it was from back to front. Like,
yes.
we do it opposite.
We're constantly changing our ways, actually. And if you really take care of it, and you're really watching close the scare attractions and the mazes, maybe you will see walls or no walls anymore, which supposed to be there, or some things like that. But most of the people don't recognize that. But if you're watching closely,
you will see.
You will see.
What is the most thing you are proud of Traumatica?
Oh, the people I'm working with. Yes, especially my team around me and all the actors. Because without these people, nobody will come to our event. Because for sure, we have beautiful houses. But when there is no people and no actors inside, for what you're coming, for sure, we do have light effects and sound effects. But they are bringing life to these things. And so that's the biggest part I'm proud of, to have a great family and a great team around me.
And if you have to pick one of the details out from Traumatica, what's do you think, well, this is especially Traumatica?
Good question. Let me think about that quick.
Yeah, take your time.
So I think this detail is really the small things. And for example, when you are coming on the event floor, everything is fitting together. No matter if you see somewhere just a sign that shows you the way, it's themed. It's in a topic. And it's fitting to the event floor. And that's the detail I love. And that's the detail I like. That's nothing special about a special attraction or something. And most of the people will think now, okay, she's crazy. There's so many good things there.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that's something kind of special, because we're looking with other eyes on that. And maybe a regular guest won't recognize that. But for us, it's that thing that really everything is fitting together. Yeah.
Jafet, any questions still?
No, I'm fine.
You're scared.
This is your moment. You're a Traumatica fan, Marvin. So,
I think it should be now a good invitation to come along, Jafet.
Next subject.
So he definitely needs to join us this year.
Definitely. I will visit, I think, in the 20th of October.
Okay.
But it's also new people, so fresh blood.
Okay.
Some of them are scared.
Perfect.
Just one small question. Is there, if you walk through these scare attractions, the first one, is that going to be less scared or less scared by actors than the rest of the queue?
Oh, that's theory.
What is your...
No. Everybody gets it as much as possible.
Okay.
So there is no safe place there.
No safe place to hide.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
And if our listeners are motivated to come to Traumatica or get more information, where should they go to see that?
Genau, they find everything on our homepage, traumatica.com. And also there you will find the way to the ticket shop and to get your tickets. There is also the storyline. There is some pictures you can watch. There is also some links to our merchandise shop, to our You'll Be attraction, that you get more information about that. So that's the place to go if you want to know something.
Thank you very much. Goed, Marvin. Dan zijn wij er ook doorheen, hè?
Zeker weten.
Als luisteraars ons willen volgen, waar gaan ze dan naartoe?
Nou, dat kan altijd via Facebook, Twitter of X eigenlijk.
Ja,
hè?
X. Ja.
En Instagram onder de handle Afterpark Lounge. Dus, of je kunt naar een mailtje sturen naar apl@vijfzintuigen.nl.
Helemaal goed. Volgende week zijn we weer terug. Dus tot die tijd zou ik zeggen, au vierde zijn en tot ziens in Europa Park.
Tot ziens in Europa Park en bedankt voor het luisteren.